Welcome to Ignite the Mind. Today, we are diving into something we've all seen, felt, and even feared: fire. From the science that makes it possible to the culture and stories it inspires, let's explore why things really do catch fire. Part 1: The Science Microscope. Fire begins with oxidation, a chemical reaction where substances lose electrons, often to oxygen. That's the spark behind combustion, the high-temperature reaction that powers engines, heats our homes, and, of course, fuels wildfires. To understand fire, think of the fire triangle: heat, fuel, and oxygen. Take away just one, say, by smothering a flame, and the fire dies. Add in the fire tetrahedron, which includes the chemical chain reaction, and you see why some fires, like oil or metal fires, resist water. And here's a fact that surprises people. A flame isn't just hot gas. It's plasma, a glowing soup of ionized particles. Part 2: Fire in history. Fire. Humans first controlled fire nearly 2 million years ago. Imagine how revolutionary that was: warmth, light, cooked food, and protection from predators. It literally reshaped evolution by helping our ancestors grow bigger brains. From striking flint and steel to modern lighters and ignition systems, our mastery of fire became central to survival and technology. Part 3: Fire in culture. Multiple musical notes, open book, artist palette. But fire isn't just survival. It's symbol and story. In music, from Haydn's Fire Symphony to Katy Perry's Firework, flames stand for passion, danger, or self-empowerment. In poetry, William Blake's The Tiger asks why something so fierce exists, while modern poets connect fire to climate change and loss. And in art, painters like Georges de Latour used candlelight to symbolize guidance and mortality, while others, like Yves Klein, literally burned canvases to explore destruction. Conclusion sparkles. So fire is more than chemistry. It's a force that has cooked our food, lit our nights, inspired our art, and sometimes destroyed our cities. It's both danger and possibility. Host, that's all for today's spark of knowledge. Next time you see a flame in a candle, a campfire, or even a fireworks show, remember, it's science, history, and culture, all burning together.